Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 602. I am Chris. Tony will be late, but Earl is here.
Yes, and due to, you know, ongoing global crises right now, I'm going to up the rate of my appearance fees. So we're going to increase to like $3 an hour now. So yeah, you know, but not in America. Mexico, Canada, Europe, UK, Japan, Africa, but not America, because you can't hurt our American user base. So everywhere else, price is going up.
Price going up for Earl everywhere but here. So
yes,
Jeff is also here.
I have no idea what Earl's talking about. I'm just here to talk about elote.
So is that how it's pronounced? Elote? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, elote.
Oh, elote.
Yeah.
Not elote. Yeah. That's what I thought you said.
Oh, no, elote.
Which is mayonnaise and corn.
Sean set the record on that. It's not, I guess.
Your version is mayonnaise and
corn. Not my version. I would not put mayonnaise willingly on anything. It's Mexican street corn. I don't know, what they put on it is, you know what you do? Just get it, and then, like, don't question what's on it. Just try it.
I've never seen it before, so.
That's amazing. It must be regional. I don't know. That's something, like, I've always been aware of, and maybe you'll see it now. Like, when you go to a carnival or something, you'll be like, oh, I guess maybe you just never noticed it because you didn't know what it was, you know?
Maybe.
Earl, you live in, like, New York City, right?
Yes, I live in, like, New York City.
Elote, is that, like, a thing?
I know what street corn is. I didn't know it had a name, but, like, I know what street corn is.
Do you have any thoughts on this matter?
Not really, you know, strong thoughts.
Have you had it?
No. I don't know. I'm not a street... But I'm not a street food person. Which is weird. I live in New York City, but that is a thing. That is.
But you like, all right, so you like know like why I showed a picture of it. You're like, oh
yeah, I knew what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's good. It's really like, dude. I had never had it until a few years ago, and then Melissa's like, try it. And I was like, okay. I tried it. I'm like, holy shit, that's amazing, dude. She's like, do you want to know what's on it? I was like, what, is it mayo? She's like, yeah. I was like, no. But I liked it.
So is my understanding correct? We had a private, weird elote Mexican
I want to raise elote awareness.
But is it like, if you get it in Mexico, is it with the creme, which is not mayonnaise?
Maybe here when I get it, it is. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just gonna tell myself that's what it is.
It's because creme is like it's basically heavy cream and buttermilk like whipped together to be a little bit more solid, and then you can spread it on things. So I can do that. That stuff's fine. Mayonnaise just grosses me out.
Dude, mayonnaise, I think, is the one, like, maybe the grossest food. Like, I think it's disgusting. Like, if I order, like, a sandwich from somewhere, and they, like, or a burger, or whatever, and, like, they accidentally put it on it, or whatever, like, it ruins it for me. Like, I'm pretty much done with that. I ain't gonna be even fucking around with, like, wiping it off, because it's just ruined. But
Wendy's has messed up a burger.
Yeah, they put like their mayo. They put mayo on like all their burgers. Oh, right?
It's like, like, I mean, I asked for it plain, and like I'll get one, and it just ruins my time. Like, it's like, this is done. I'm done.
At Burger King, they put it on the Whopper, don't they? Like, if you don't, I want to say they do. It's been so long since I've had Burger King.
I think so. There's some sort of white cream on a Whopper.
Yeah. See, I'd say I tell them. I mean, again, I haven't had a Whopper in forever. But no, but this stuff, like, it's... Like, I was trying to tell you earlier, it's like almost like whatever the... If it's mayo or whatever, it, like, almost melts away. Kind of like how when you put butter on corn, you know?
And it's just leaves the flavoring on top.
It's just acting as like something for the cheese and the Mexican chili powder to stick to. And I don't know, it just tastes really good. Like, I still like me a regular old, you know, corn on the cob with, you know, just butter too. I get that sometimes too, but
yeah, you get a corn on the cob, butter, salt, maybe a little bit of pepper.
I mean, that's probably what I eat most of the time. But like, when, you know, I go to a carnival and they have people there making it, it's like, I guess I'll get a lote or whatever.
So what actually is Corn Fest?
It's just a carnival. Like, it's just like our town's carnival.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like on the main street of the downtown, you have all like the goofy, like all the food, like ribs, pork chop sandwiches, fried Twinkies, fried Snickers, fucking funnel cake, fried everything, corn dogs, right?
Amazing. And then, amazing one, food.
Then one seat over, you have all the rides, and then and then another parking lot, there's like a big beer garden with bands. It's fun. I always like look forward. I usually like take vacation the week of to just so I have those days off to like just be able to go to it and whatever. It's like on my route now. It's like I don't want to deal with trying to deliver mail through that, but this year I get to figure it out. So that'll be fun tomorrow because I can't get anywhere, dude. Like I'm going to like park my vehicle super far away and like somehow transport mail and packages to the location. It's gonna be interesting.
The mail you can put in like a bag, right? But the packages are what would probably be tough.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just gonna be like nonsense. Like you want to, you know, you want to like get out of your vehicle and go in a loop and come back, end up back where you started.
Yeah.
With all your, but like here, it's gonna be like, well, I guess I'm gonna be trekking over to where my park point would be. You know, it's just gonna be like a lot of wasted time, so to speak, but I guess I'm used to that. Anyways,
yeah,
try out Mexican corn and go to a carnival. Do you have a local, you guys have local carnivals by you guys?
So I mean, we have carnivals, but they're normally put on by like a church or like a community center.
Yeah.
The mall, like the mall by my house does one. Like there are carnival season is more end of May, early June.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, like the church by my parents' house like has one, and then there's a football team that does one on their fields. Like the week after, and then the week after that, there's the one at the mall. Like they're all like kind of all in a row right at the beginning of the summer. So
I want to say the carnival season here is like probably mostly July and probably August too. But in my town specifically, we're a college town, and Corn Fest is always on like the weekend that the kids come back. So last week of August, or last weekend of August, always, you know, it's fun. I don't know. It's corny, but I enjoy it.
Enjoy. It has been a week of stuff. I came in going, I wonder if there's anything to talk about, and that's just because there had been so much that had been going on. I figured it was all from last week. Gamescom happened, or is happening. So a bunch of announcements came out of that. Sony made some financial moves.
I was going to say, before we get there, we should talk about that. So Jeff understood what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That Sony did announce that they are raising
the price.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. They're raising the price of the PlayStation everywhere but the U.S.
I did see that. I did not see the but the U.S. part, but I guess that was not as good a headline. It was just the headline was just, you know, PlayStation 5 prices going up.
Yeah, I mean, Canada, Europe, the UK, Japan, Mexico, like all their big ones, except for the U.S., which some people are speculating it's because the dollar is strong, which that's not something I understood, but
I mean, it is strong, but I mean, part of it, it's hard to say when, you know, you, I mean, I think it's just, it sucks for everybody else because it's like, oh yeah, we're just not going to, we're just not going to raise the price for you.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, it's a pretty big market for them, and they're directly competing with, you know, Xbox and Nintendo here, both of which have cheaper options. Probably not a great move to up it anywhere, but I guess in the US, like, if you're trying to maintain market share, you certainly don't want to put a more expensive item on the shelf. In addition to that, though, evidently, like, PlayStation Plus prices are going up in September. So,
a cost of living adjustment, more money in my pocket. So, everything goes up except for the pay.
Yeah, that would be nice if.
How does that work? Explain that.
Some of these subscription services are probably going to be in for cuts, though, because people aren't going to be able to maintain all of them.
You just combine them all together
into a thing called cable.
Yes, yeah, let's combine all of them together and call it cable. Dude, I honestly don't really want to think about it, because I think if I did think about it, I probably spend more now on subscriptions than I did on cable. Like, I was so mad at Comcast for years. I was like, fuck you, fuck cable, I'm done with you. And I bet you I'm spending more now. Now, yeah,
you don't want to think about it too closely.
Yeah. Now, one of them, I do get, you know, Amazon Prime, I do get delivery with. Like, I was, you know.
Yeah, I never signed up for Prime for the TV portion. Like, that was just like, hey, this is cool. They gave this to me as. But I pay for the delivery. That's why I signed on to Prime in the first place, because I want shit fast.
Exactly. It was exactly it for me, too. But, you know, Prime has some cool stuff. Prime usually has a good selection of movies and stuff.
Yeah, it's actually a very good, like, streaming service. I mean, their app sucks, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. But, man, like, you start, like, listing it all, really thinking about it, it's not good. Lot of subscriptions.
I mean, on some front, like, and I wouldn't have been buying all of the pay-per-views anyway, but I like, when I watched wrestling more frequently, I would buy, you know, the big pay-per-views, maybe a couple ones here and there, and they were anywhere from like $50 to $70. So I'm making out by what is it, Peacock? Are they on Peacock?
Yes, $5 a month or whatever.
Yeah, so whatever I'm paying for that is like covered in what I would have paid for.
Is on that?
Yeah.
And honestly speaking, I always forget to get pocket. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to use it anyhow. But I'm like, it's so funny because, yeah, like every month I get like, oh, you can bill $5 for Peacock. I'm like, I haven't canceled this yet, have I? But I'm like, yeah, Cast of the Cast, it was like in, what, 2 weeks? I'm like, yeah. That's the $5. It works out. It's cheaper than the $10 just to pay for the WWE Network. And then they'll have shows. Like, I've been watching The Resort, which I don't care too much for, but Saved by the Bell was good. Girls 5 Ever. Yeah, there's some decent stuff. They have movies. I mean, they're going to do Halloween Ends. It's coming day and date to that.
Yeah.
Don't get Jeff started on that.
Well, I'm what are you guys going to do? Are you going to the theater, or are you going to just watch it on there?
I don't know yet because...
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
Originally, and this is still kind of my plan, I was going to go to California to go see it with a friend, and I still might do that, and then like, come home and watch it. But, I mean, based off of Halloween Kills, I'm also like, I don't know if I want to see it more than twice.
I'm exactly in the same boat as you are all. Like, so when they did the same thing with Halloween Kills, they're like, it's day and date, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, no, we support Halloween. We're going to see it in the theater. You know, I'm a number one Halloween fan. And it was really fun in the theater. The movie is like, was, you know, especially as time goes on, you think about it and I watched it again. And I'm like, man, there's like things about this. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the way I did it last year, though, is went, saw it in the theater, had a blast, and then I got a month of Peacock so I could watch it again at home. And yeah. I don't know what I want to do this time. Like, the early buzz on this movie is not super good. I don't know if you guys have looked at any, like...
I've caught a little bit. It is not promising
to me. Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
This maybe should have just been Halloween 2018 and just called it a day there.
Maybe we didn't need a trilogy. And also, like, you know, again, reading what the plot synopsis is online is different than the actual movie. Maybe the movie somehow makes it work, right? Could be really good, but if it is like as bad as I'm envisioning it in my head, it makes me really not excited to see what he's going to do with The Exorcist. And I think that's supposed to be a trilogy too.
Yeah, so that's like one where it could be like that first film could be great, and then whatever he does after that, not so great.
I really wonder with David Gordon Green, and it's like, and it's weird because like his comedy shit, like the TV shit that he does with Danny McBride is like always gold. Like it's always fantastic. And I was so skeptical when they came to. Do Halloween. I loved Halloween 2018. I still do. But it makes me wonder, maybe I was right about something there. Because, like, what? I don't know. Again, though, you know, Halloween Kills is not, it's not like it's terrible. It's nowhere near as bad as some of the movies in the franchise. So, I don't know. Anyways, yep. Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock's out there. Paramount Plus. There's so many. Streaming service.
I don't have either of those. I want to see that Orphan movie. That's on Paramount.
Orphan First Kill. I mean, the way to do it nowadays is on. Like, I have my friend's Paramount. He's a big Star Trek fan. So wait, like,
is that on? That it's on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Shit. Well, I can go watch that. I was like, I don't want to, because I saw it up for rent, and like, I get the ad on Xbox. I'm like, I'm not paying $20 for this. I didn't realize it was on Paramount Plus, so I could just go watch it. Like,
I do wonder how long it'll be until it's, you know, $6 or, you know, $6. I'm in. I'm like, I love the first Orphan. I thought that was a great movie. I heard nothing but good things about this one too. So, I did for it. But
where did this one come from?
I know, like, right? Who was like,
we need to make another Orphan movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 13 years, 12 years after the first one. Like,
yeah, it's, which is insane, because like the first one, it's a girl playing an older woman. Like, yes. I think she's like 12 at the time. She's a grown ass woman now. She's 25. So, but, and this is a prequel, so you have to have her looking technically younger than she was when she was a kid, which does not always work.
You know what's crazy is like, when Orphan first came out, I didn't know that. I thought, like, when they revealed the twist at the end, I was like, oh. Like, I thought it was, like, an adult actress.
Oh, sorry, spoilers.
Like, that's how good she was in it.
And I'm with you. I actually thought she was, I had to look it up, because I thought, like you, I thought it was somebody who was, like, it was a somebody suffering from that, playing a little girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Hey, hi.
Yes,
I muted Walt because he was giving me some feedback there. Like, I heard some echo.
You heard some echo.
Unmute him. Tony is here. He's gonna leave. Walt muted for a second.
Is Tony here?
Tony just joined as well. Yes, there's a bunch of people here joining into the show.
I'm only here.
Tony's
only
here. Headset. I'm only here. Maybe not working. I'm only here.
I'm only here to communicate something real quick to you guys. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you heard the noise at the beginning. I'm outside the Critically Sane headquarters. There's a massive protest going on right now. And I have a list. Oh. Have I listed
muted that. That's enough of that.
Wow, Chris is talking to the people. I can't believe it.
What was that, Walt? We can't hear you.
I have a list of demands. I would like to well, present to the listening public.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Can I continue my demands, please?
Yes, please.
Okay, everyone on this list wanted to stay, unanimous. They're afraid of retaliation from a certain somebody. The first person chose his name as Whirl. Whirl wants more time to talk about Ninja Turtles on a weekly basis.
I mean, this is a Ninja Turtle friendly podcast.
I have more. I'm sorry, I have more. A gentleman goes by Jefferson. Jefferson wants, his main complaint is, when I first started this podcast, I had a perfectly working pooper, and now I'm on my second one. That's basically his biggest complaint.
The ravages of time.
Right. I mean, this has been going on for 13 years. So,
I mean, maybe the podcast played a part in it.
It's possible.
Lots of drinking done on the podcast. So.
And the final person, he goes by the name of Honey. Honey wants to know.
Honey.
Honey, yes. Honey. He wants to know why we don't have more specific historical podcasts.
That's because people are really dumb. I mean, I already know that answer.
And I'm just the messenger. I'm here under the arrest. I know I'm in danger. Chris has threatened to hit me with his car multiple times today alone. So I kind of feel like I need to leave. I'm gonna put the phone outside. Let me know if you guys can hear the protest.
It's true that I have insinuated driving over Walt multiple times today.
It's a very very big crowd out here.
Hopefully it's Walt. You can hear him. And his ego fills up the whole room.
Well, thank you, Walt,
you're
for bringing those grievances to light.
Oh,
is it Festivus?
I get that. That I'm just a messenger once again. Please continue. I hope that this gives some support for everyone else to bring up the voting of the first ever perfectly sane union vote. That's all I got.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for that. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Don't edit it out.
Chris is gonna abuse us.
Bye, guys.
I hate it.
I don't. Before that all derailed, I don't know where we were.
we were talking about video games. I think we were talking about offering for scale.
Oh yes, streaming
services. So
yeah, streaming services. Yeah, but when now that I know that I can go streaming on Paramount Plus, I'm gonna do that. Welcome, Tony.
Hello.
We're happy to have you back.
I'm very excited to be here.
Where have you been? Podcast. What were you doing?
Well, I have my kids on a Thursday, which is unusual. So they were awake.
Them. You drugged them?
I was busy hitting them over the head with a mallet so I could come on the podcast.
You could get some like drugs. Like that's safer probably than a mallet.
I mean, just makes a little more sense, but...
You put the Xanax in the Ecto cooler and
those kids pass out pretty quickly.
Yeah. I saw it on a TV show.
We were talking about streaming services and Sony upping the price of everything.
Elote as well.
Oh, right. We talked about corn.
Thoroughly talked about it.
Now we're going to talk about everything that was announced at Gamescom.
Ooh, Gamescom!
Woo!
IGN has a list here. Everywhere was announced by ex-Rockstar developer Leslie Benzie. think we talked about the Benz before on the show. He was the fixer for the GTA series. He has revealed a new game from his the new studio he's working for that seems like it might be like a GTA Online competitor. If you're into GTA Online, that might be something to go for. I did not get into that.
I mean, that's a huge thing, right? But I don't think any of us here... I've tried it. I did not get into it.
Yeah, it's not what I want out of GTA.
I don't know. I think that even... I don't know. Is really this guy gonna... I understand he was part of GTA, but... there's GTA and there's everyone else.
Right.
I don't know.
Dune Awakening was officially announced, I guess. That's an open world survival MMO, as if we needed another one of those. But this one's in the Dune universe, so...
Starting to sound like me doing my fucking rant.
I mean, like, how many of these... You know, there's Ark, Minecraft is out there, there's Conan, there's... it's the spaceship one.
Calypso Protocol or something else?
No, I'm trying No Man's Sky, basically. It's an open world survival game. There's a ton of these open world survival games, and is Dune what's gonna get people to like change over to that one? I don't know.
More bullshit. Yeah, I get into my character that I was doing.
Your rant was pretty great. I didn't necessarily agree with it, but
the funny thing is, I'm like
good rant.
Completely fucking reclined, so I'm just like triple chinned and just going fuck this. Like I can barely breathe. It's fucking amazing.
Sony revealed basically their pro controller competitor, the DualSense Edge. Which will have all sorts of customizable components. I don't know. Do any of you have the Elite controller?
You know, I don't.
I don't.
Because we're not pro gamers enough for this one, so. The Callisto Protocol got a new gameplay trailer. That is from Glenn Schofield.
Yeah. Seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, and the Callisto Protocol, like we were joking that it looks like, you know, Dead Space 4 when we first saw it announced, and the more they show of this game, the more it seems like it is the next Dead Space game, but not with Dead Space.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Dead Space was like really solid kind of survival horror, kind of like the Resident Evil. Wasn't it more kind of the Resident Evil 4 style? Yeah.
It's definitely more action,
but still oriented. You know, it was neat. I liked them, and it'd be cool to see one with like pretty new graphics.
Yeah, I mean, this game
looks forever, right? Since there was
Dead Space 3 was the last, and that was on the 360.
I think so. Tony, did you play Dead Space? Do you like that?
I did not. That's not my jam.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, you know, third-person shootery, but you gotta take out the limbs, right? If I recall correctly.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Like, you didn't have to, but yeah.
You didn't have to, but I felt like that was the thing on that.
Yes, the dismemberment was definitely
the bigger. Shoot off the dude's arm, shoot off their legs.
Because the gun you had wasn't really a gun. It was like a plasma cutter is what they call
it. And does this look like it's doing that too or no?
I mean, there's definitely dismemberment, so.
Cool. I'm in. At least there's one game.
One. It's not until December, though.
I am looking forward to Bayonetta. I'm looking forward to that.
Victoria 3 is gonna come out probably in October.
Exciting.
I mean, it's exciting for Tony. So
yeah.
The Lords of the Fallen.
Now, what is this? Is this that series? Isn't there a series called Lords of the Fallen?
There is.
There was a Lords of the Fallen, and this was supposed to be Lords of the Fallen 2, and now they've just renamed it.
So it's like, I think they did a Lords of the Fallen 2. Right? Am I crazy?
No. No, there was only one game.
Oh, this is kind
of
like...
It was literally like announced as Lords of the Fallen 2 like ages ago, and it's back.
But now you just add the in front, so it's like the Predator.
Because it's been so long that they can just pretend like this is the first game again.
Yeah, so the sequel you're probably thinking of, Jeff, was a game called The Surge.
I know The Surge, and that one I know has a sequel. There's The Surge and The Surge 2.
Yeah, Lords of the Fallen...
Never got a sequel.
And then that original developer went on to make The Surge.
Too. I know, yeah.
Kind of a U game, right? Like,
I couldn't get into Lords of the Fallen. Just didn't feel right. And I couldn't get into The Surge either.
Which you have mentioned before that, like, there's something about the From games, the way they feel, that these other companies that do it, you just don't, they don't click for you. So,
you know, it's hard to, I don't know. It just feels like, you know, feels weird. Like, it literally feels weird. Like, the controls feel weird to me on Lords of the Fallen. Like, almost like an ice skating, like, floaty type deal. I don't know. And they're clearly, like, lower budget than, you know, From Software's games. So, I don't know.
I don't know much about the Dark Souls series. I mean, I put time into them, but... to me, like, what I expect out of how those games handle is like weight.
Yeah.
So, like, if it feels like you're on ice, that does not sound like a good feeling.
It's a weird. It's like the best I can describe it in words, but like if you played one and played the other, you would feel it. That's all I could say. Like,
this is a new developer for the game. It's not the original developer, so maybe this one will feel better for you.
Does it look
looks good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, visually it looks like a next gen game. So
cool. Maybe.
Or a current gen game. I don't know.
Whatever gen it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been almost 2 years, right? It's current gen come out. So.
Well, I mean, this is gonna be a third hard, and that's insane to think about.
Yeah,
because it feels like nothing's come out. Yeah,
I mean, probably because
the systems came out, they barely came out, and then no games came out, and then all the games that come out are just basically games that are fucking last gen games. Yeah,
it does seem like they're like publishers are finally starting to move away from that. Like
Saints Row, Saints Row was the one.
I liked Earl's list that he posted earlier today of the PS5 exclusive games.
What four? Is it? What are they?
Four of them.
Was it four? Or was it five, Earl? I can't remember.
There's five, and I think two of them are ports. Because one's Demon's Souls. It's like Demon's Souls, Ratchet and Clank,
Returnal.
Wow. Very hard to. Oh, Astro Playroom. And I don't remember what the last one is.
Most of them are not worth mentioning. That's the hilarious part.
Yeah, but like the biggest ones, like, you know, Horizon and God of War, and I think Gran Turismo 7 as well, all were on the PS4 as well.
Yeah, I could be, if I out there, the Gran Turismo that was out this year.
Yep, that's how much that fell flat.
And the thing is, I don't mind cross-gen. So it's not even the fact that it's cross-gen for me. I think it's just the fact that, like, it feels like nothing has really gotten going yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said this a couple of times. The best feature of the newest set of consoles is faster loading times. That's it. That's all we've got.
Yeah, the loading time is nice. Very nice.
It is. And it's an awesome feature, and it, like, has really increased the amount of time I spent playing games as opposed to, like, you know, looking at the screen. But that's it. That's all we've gotten. We have not gotten a single other thing. Yeah, ray tracing. If somebody can explain to me how that looks different somehow.
So I do have, I have a question for Jeff because he's replaying Resident Evil 2, right? So,
yeah,
which was a last gen game.
Yeah.
But there is like the Series X update. Like, do you feel it any different? Yeah, that's
and then that game looks aged a little bit now, to be honest with you. Like, there's a very like washed out look to that game where it's like everything looks like there's like a fog or a haze over it where it's just like, and the colors are muted. Like, it doesn't. And so whatever update they did not, in my opinion, do anything to change that, because that's my impression playing it now. Now, there is, like, you could go into settings and on graphics, and you could do, like, a high frame rate mode. But in order to do so, you have to, like, mess with your settings on your Xbox. And I was like, I don't care enough to check out your high frame rate mode. The game is still fucking excellent. And it still, like, looks pretty damn good, like, for what it is, but...
I'm not sure that Resident Evil is a game that benefits from high frame rate. Like,
yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference anyways. So,
like, it's not a super twitchy action title. Like, it's a little more deliberate. So, I mean, I bet it does look great, but
it's just, it's really weird. It's almost like the, like I said, like there's like a fog over everything. Like, this looks weird. Washed out. Like, I don't necessarily remember that from playing it from before, but
maybe I don't know. Boot it up and take a look at it.
The game is still really, like, I'm enjoying playing it. Have to dig back to games from 3 years ago to, like, have something to play.
Moving Out 2 was announced. I did not play a lot of Moving Out, but the little bit I played, that game seemed fun. Did you guys play the original of that?
No.
Yeah, it's neat. Like, I mean, it's weird that it's like, here's this like big announcement at Gamescom. It's a little indie puzzle game where you're kind of like moving stuff out of houses and...
Oh, wait, I did remember hearing about the first one. I'm sorry. Yeah, but no, I did not play it.
It's a neat little game, but it is a little game. So
yeah, I mean it's in the vein of Overcooked. It's moving out. There's because that's the moving one. Then there's like one where like a truck company or you're rearranging. So there's a bunch of like it's the thing for me really with those is like Overcooked 2 Earn. It added online. The rest of them are just so cool. And it's like especially when you came out during the peak of the pandemic. So I remember, I think I talked about this because I played it at PAX East when I went there in 2020. And then the pandemic happened. I'm like, oh, there's no online play. Not having anybody over to buy it. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Hogwarts Legacy got a story trailer, I guess. That game was delayed. I don't think any of us are super excited for that game. So,
Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of where Harry Potter exists, and it does not help when the creator is
evil.
The creator. Yeah.
You can say it, Earl. It's fine. She's evil.
She's a bad person. New Tales from the Borderlands was officially revealed.
That's the story, like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's making this. I think Gearbox is making it themselves this time. It was the original one was made by Telltale. It was one of Telltale's better. Yeah, I mean, I liked a lot of Telltale stuff, but it was one of their better ones.
Or you liked that one quite a bit.
Who, me?
No, Chris.
Yeah, I did. Yes. Yeah. It's a very good, I think it's the best Borderlands game.
It says a lot and says nothing at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not a Borderlands game.
I mean, it's pretty called Tales from a Borderlands.
Yeah, it's a Borderlands game.
That'd be just like saying Mario Paint is a Mario game. Come on.
I mean, it is.
Not a Mario game?
It's not a Mario game. No.
I mean, it's a paint thing, but it does Mario not paint. Play like Borderlands, but it is a game. I mean, they use those characters in Borderlands 3.
Borderlands 3? Yeah, I don't know what y'all hate Borderlands for. Those games are kind of fun.
I don't say I hate them. I enjoy them. I played all of them. I mean, except for the new one, but Yeah, I enjoy the games. I'm just saying that that doesn't necessarily mean it's the same thing.
You mean the Tiny Tina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which the I do dragon. Own.
I was like, that's... did I miss a whole Borderlands? Like another. All right. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Cool. I mean, is that a Borderlands game, Jeff?
More so than I would say, like, Tales of Borderlands. I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, that is coming out October 21st. So, Dying Light.
That's like the Yoshi's Island of Borderlands.
You not caught out of Mario game?
I mean
Yoshi's Island's good. Yeah.
It's Mario-ish.
Are we talking Super Mario World 2 Yoshi's Island?
Yes, it is technically called like a Mario game.
Hey, Dying Light 2, Stay Human. They detailed the expansion on that. Evidently comes out October 13th. Seems early, but maybe not. That game came out in like January. So,
did you play it?
Not yet. It's still sitting on my wish list on the Xbox, waiting for a deal, which has not happened yet, like at all. Has not been on sale, which is weird. Maybe around
that is really holiday surprising. Time. Honestly,
but not even like it's like $47.99, like nothing. Every week I check, and it's just still just sitting there.
The Quarry has hit a decent price, but I'm still like ah.
You could probably wait. I mean, at this point, just wait it out.
Wait another 2 months, and because I want to play the Quarry, but it's just I don't feel like that type of game deserves that amount of money. I know it's like probably a horrible thing to say.
Well, I mean, it's $30 right now on Xbox. I'm debating the reason I didn't. It's on the Xbox right now. Is it doesn't have crossplay and it doesn't have cross gen. So like, if I bought like I have a friend who I play these games with, I think I mentioned before. So like he has a PS5, I have a PS4. So like if he got it and I got it, we couldn't play together even though it's the same family of systems. And I'm like, oh, that's dumb.
I think the Xbox One version might be $30. The series.
Is there an Xbox One version?
Yeah, it has two different versions. Chris?
Well, even then, yeah, I believe there was. I'm still down
like,
for
paying. There's literally, like, it's one of those games where, like, the Series X version is $70 full price. Like, it's insane for, like, what would you say, Chris? Maybe 8-hour story, like, type thing? Like,
But, I mean, it was, I think I put 10 hours into it. I don't know. I paid less, more for... You know, less time. So
I don't like getting into it. To me, like that type of game, it's like it's not something you would ever pick up and play to have fun. Like, yeah.
No, it is.
Like, it's not like Tony Hawk, like where you're like, oh, I'm gonna play it for a little bit, or
like
anything.
like if you're going to,
like you're playing through that game and you're playing through that to do like the choices. You know what I mean? Like it's. I don't know. I feel bad saying it because again, it looks like really high quality and everything, but it's just like, dude, like it's not.
Yeah, there are two versions of this game. The Xbox One version is currently $40.19 on Xbox, and the Series X version is $46.89.
I can still wait it out. That shit's coming to Game Pass. Or I think the Game Pass would be amazing.
It's published by 2K, so I mean they have released stuff on the Game Pass.
Yeah. If it had $30, I don't know.
That one's out there. Tortuga, A Pirate's Tale. I don't know anything about this. I don't think I caught it
Rash,
at all.
But
it
is trash.
It's a pirate game. Pirate ship looks pretty detailed. PlayStation, Xbox, and PC for that. Tactical first person shooter Marauders. I don't know what that is either. Sonic Frontiers was officially confirmed for November.
Yes.
I'm excited, Jeff.
Thoughts, guys? Thoughts? Who's with me on day one?
I am not in all my game at all.
No sane person would be with you.
Earl, I know you're with me. I know you're with me, Earl.
I would not be opposed to it. I think really what hurts it right now is the timing, because it's like a week before Pokemon, I think, and a week, 2 weeks after Gotham Knights, and I think a week after Call of Duty. So okay. There's a lot of things.
Game of the year surrounded by lesser games. Doesn't matter.
Yes, the problem is it's the lesser game.
No. I think someone said to me that the God of War comes out the same day.
It's the exact same day, yes. Yeah.
That doesn't imply to me. I'm not getting God of War.
It's not the same day. It's like the day
after. The next day, yes. God of War comes out the day after. Yes.
I am so all over Sonic Frontiers. I think that the game looks very fucked, but I like...
I'm glad like you're on this.
Yeah, man, that is one game I unfortunately will spend $60 buying.
You don't have to, you know.
No, I always get some fun, even out of, like, the only one that I think is, like, really terrible is the 2006 one that's just called just Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, I think that game is really, really bad. Like, I couldn't play it bad, but I always get some fun out of, like, everything they've done in the last decade. It's like the series has this weird reputation of being garbage. And it's like, I don't know.
I don't know where it got that weird reputation from.
I think most of the recent ones are okay. And it's like, it just because it has that reputation, people think it's so completely broken and shit. It's like, it's really not. Like, even Sonic Forces, I think it's like super underrated. I don't know. But this game, like, it's just like they're doing this open world Sonic, and it just looks empty. Like, it just looks so half baked, which is like every game that they do. So I'm sure it will be, but
cannot wait for your commentary on this game.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, that's like one of the ones I'm really excited for.
We are in for the roller coaster ride that will be. I think you'll be like, this is great, it's super fun, and oh my god, this is awful.
That's a game I'm like excited to play. If it's bad, I'm excited to be like, oh my god, what the fuck were you thinking? You know what I mean? Like, just kind of have fun with it. But I guess I'm unique here on that one.
Are you, Jeff? Are you?
I think Earl's kind of in my corner a little bit.
Again, I'm not opposed to Sonic, and I will probably get it, not on launch. But
I'll hype you up for it. I'll tell you how great it is.
Quantic Dream revealed a new game called Under the Waves.
Great.
So it's another one of those narrative driven adventure games, Jeff. That's coming out next year. It's about an oil company diver in the 1970s. So super exciting there. I don't know. It's like he's exploring under the North Sea, so could be visually cool. Just like, didn't they reveal a game last year that like a Star Wars game?
What about that?
And no word on that, but this coming next year. Goat Simulator 3.
I had no idea there was like a series. I thought it was just the first one.
There is just the first one. Like, I think
there's
the
no
joke.
Second game.
Oh, are you serious?
Awesome. Yeah. It's like a skip two, and like we're going right to three. November 17th. I played the original Goat Simulator. That game's stupid, but
it's insane.
I had to play it.
I mean, it's very dumb, but it's fun. Like, it's just fun chaos.
Sure.
Return to Monkey Island comes out in September.
I was only half paying attention to this recently. Apparently people are mad at him because it's not $20 or something like that.
Oh, they're mad at him about the price now, because they were mad about the art style.
Yeah, I knew that. They were mad about the art style.
Wow. Okay.
What is it supposed to be? What is the correct pricing?
I don't know. I didn't know. Let me see what we can pre-order this for. If we can pre-order
a drink.
Return to. I guess it's not up on Xbox. So I don't know how much that game costs then. Yeah, people were angry about how that game looked, so he had to shut down his I guess his Twitter or whatever that he Brian Gilbert when he was working on it. He said he wasn't going to talk about the game anymore. It is actually, that's not bad. It's $24.99. Like, if people are upset that it's not $20, like, it can get fucked. It was $24.99 on Steam. That's not a sale price. So.
People are special.
Yeah.
That's my word for it.
Subnautica's developer Unknown Worlds, they announced a digital tabletop strategy game written by Brandon Sanderson, who is a fantasy writer. This little article here says it's like Warhammer 40K style gameplay with StarCraft style look, which is funny because StarCraft is just Warhammer 40K looking. That comes out this fall. Skip some of this. Like, some of this doesn't even make any sense. Lies of P. This sounds like a Jeff game. It's a new Souls-like game, but it's based on the story of Pinocchio. I don't know how you make that into a Souls game. Oh, let's see.
Maybe lying about it, and you could.
Homeworld 3 got a new trailer. That is a space-based strategy game. If you guys ever played the original Homeworld games, they're pretty good. And High on Life got a new trailer. That's the game that we saw at E3 with the talking weapons. And it's written by a co-creator, or it's being developed by co-creator of Rick and Morty, Justin Roiland. Jeff looked like he was excited about that one.
I mean,
so.
It's free. I mean, or it's on Game Pass, right? So,
yeah, I believe it will be on Game Pass, yeah.
So. Yeah, I think everything they showed was like Game
Pass. You guys watch The Expanse?
Nope.
I'm not Jeff Bezos.
I watched the entire series. I thought it was pretty good. They are releasing a Telltale game. Telltale is back. Yes, they are releasing back.
Eddie's back. Tell your friend.
Then one that I know Jeff is super excited for: Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I'm gonna buy that. I don't know about you guys, but I'm all over that.
I was surprised that was announced. That was not a property I thought would come back.
Am I right in assuming that that is kind of like a Dead by Daylight? Or
yeah, it's the same.
Is it the Friday the 13th people?
I don't know if it's the same. Like, that developer, I think it's called Gun, that did Friday the 13th. They're making Texas Chainsaw Massacre right now, right?
Yes.
But in the trailer for this one, it's like from one of the dudes that worked on. I think that's one of those things. It's like this someone that worked on Friday the 13th.
It's like from the producers of Scary Movie.
Or like someone like left the studio. Like one of the major people left that studio and is doing their own thing. Maybe, I mean, maybe it is gone again. I don't know, but
no. So this game is TerraVision Games, led by Randy Greenback, and he was previously the executive director.
Yeah. So
on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like Glenn Schofield going and doing
Dead Space, Dead Space.
I'm excited for. I will buy. When is that Texas Chainsaw Massacre coming? I don't know, but I'll buy that day one. That should come out by Halloween.
I bet both this and Killer Clowns, both Killer Clowns and Texas Chainsaw come out right around the same time, and they're gonna cannibalize each other.
Probably, unfortunately, but like. I will buy them both. Like, I like that style of game. I thought that Friday 13th for its flaws was like so. It had so many like cool like fan things in there, like fan servicey type things. And this look, you know, like it's just wild for me to be playing, like, I don't care what it is, like to be playing a Killer Clowns from Outer Space game, some cult movie from the 80s. Like, yeah, it's so cool.
Is that a franchise? It's a one off.
That's the thing. Like, and in another group chat that I have, like, this dude is like, he's like, I did not expect that, like, you know, that a game based off that franchise. I'm like, it's not even a franchise. Like, it's like a movie. Like, that's it. Like, they've never done anything else with that, right? Like,
nope.
Yeah. So, and I love that movie. Like, that's the one that I've been meaning to watch one of these, like, Halloweens or whatever. Like, I'll probably get to it this year finally because of that.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, to your point, it's like one of those that has always been on my two watches and I never got around to it. I'm like, oh, this just seems like a perfect.
Oh, you've never seen it? Oh my God, dude.
Because I mean, again, you know, I watch questionable movies. Let's go with that.
It's not even like, it's good. Chris, what do you think?
I mean, I've never watched the whole thing. So,
oh my God.
I know parts of it though.
It's good. It's really cool, like makeup and cool effects and like sense of humor, but then like the kills are also like extremely disturbing, even though it's like humorous. Like, I don't know, dude. It's a really cool movie in my opinion.
Fallout and Skyrim vet Jeff Gardner. I don't know who he is, but they made a big deal out of him. He has a brand new studio called Something Wicked Games, and they are working on a Skyrim Fallout type game called Word Song. So
cool.
Yeah. It is very, very early. And it's a dark fictional version of historical Portugal. So there's going to be all sorts of supernatural goings on, evidently, in that. Age of Empires 4 announced the addition of the Ottomans and gonna totally butcher it's the Malians. I have not played AoE 4.
Anyone help us?
I don't know. I haven't. What? How's it spelled?
Malians.
Oh, that's Malians. People from Mali, like Africa.
Okay. So Malians. It's like, all right. Gotham Knights is launching a few days earlier.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the release date was beforehand. I just noticed like he made such a big deal about it. I was thinking it was like September or something, that it's like it's the 21st. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It moved 4 days.
Woo! Yeah.
Is this a game that I should care about?
No, probably not.
I mean, I'm
a it's not the Rocksteady. Isn't Rocksteady doing?
No, Rocksteady's doing the Suicide Squad game.
This is WB Montreal.
So they're the Arkham Origins people.
Okay, so they worked in that.
Yeah, it's that franchise type of game. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of both are. Both this and Suicide Squad. Go. Is it Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League? Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
So, is this a game that you care about, people?
Not super excited for it.
No,
it's a game I will buy because I'm a whore for DC, but it's not a game I'm excited for.
Okay. All right. I was wondering.
Out of the two, I was more interested in this one, and everything they've shown recently has not been great. So I'll let Earl take the bullet on that, and if he's like, this is actually pretty good, then maybe I'll get it. Let's see. Hideo Kojima is starting a podcast. I don't know why that needed to be on there.
I was going to say, I don't know why that had to get a whole segment.
Because it's Jeff Keighley's best bud.
But I don't know why you have a segment to announce a podcast.
It's just so ridiculous. I don't get, like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I get people love his games, but I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
No. I mean, I like his games quite a bit, but the cult of personality around him is very weird.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Warhammer 40K Darktide. They revealed a new trailer of that. Do you guys play Vermintide?
No.
So they've released two of those. That takes place in the regular Warhammer universe. This is in 40K. The
space future one.
Yeah, so it's like that type of game, though. Kind of four-player, Left 4 Dead-ish. That type of game. The Vermintide games were very good, so... Maybe this one will be decent. The Outlast Trial got a new trailer. That is the third Outlast game, which is like the first person survival horror game. This is a multiplayer game. I don't know how that's going to work. It is not like a 4v1. It is like four, I guess, almost like a Left 4 Dead type thing, except. The way Outlast has always worked is you don't really have weaponry, so you're just trying to survive and escape the things that are chasing you. So I don't know how that's going to work at all. And Dead Island 2 was re-revealed.
Woo!
And it will be releasing February 3rd.
Guess who's back?
Back Dead again. Island 2. I don't
Yay.
Know. Yeah. I mean, we kind of talked about this, you know, privately as well.
My original thought on this, I was not joking when I said, like, I feel like this game has been released like 3 times already. Like, I swear to God, Dead Island 2 has come out multiple times. We're living in a fucking time loop.
I mean, no, it hasn't. Like, it was announced. Techland was originally working on it. Then they like completely left and then went to WB and started working on Dying Light, which is, I mean, I guess that's Dead Island 2. Right? Like
that is a Dead Island 2. Then you had the other Dead Island 2.
Well, there was Dead Island, and then 2 years after that, Dead Island Riptide.
Oh, Dead Island 2, basically. Right.
And then there's been a bunch of other Dead Island games.
And then, like, this one has been announced or whatever the fuck multiple times.
Yeah.
And I just want to go back to a more innocent time when all we had was that trailer for Dead Island 1 and we thought it was going to be amazing.
It's a great trailer.
I do enjoy the first Dead Island, but, yes, to your point, it is... It is not what I think people anticipated it to be at the
time. Oh, it was fun though. Yeah, it was like a junky, like kind of crappy Fallout type game, kind of.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a zombie horror RPG that was
kind of like world and Borderlands-y, but yeah. Crap. But like,
yeah, it was fun. You had to craft your weapons and. It was like a mix of what Dead Rising and Fallout and Borderlands.
A bunch of shit.
That's fun. Especially if you played with people.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who I played with at the time. But it was fun. It was fine. Not like, oh, yes, Dead Island.
Yeah, no. It's 14, not a series.
15 thing. Years later? I don't know. Like, if it's been a while. Yes,
it is. It'll be 10 years between Riptide and this. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's come back. This one takes place in L.A.
Yeah,
or a a similar type city like that. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm gonna bring a shit back from like 10 years ago, Chris. Are we get to hear about a certain new game tonight? Did you get it?
Saints Row, no. Well, I have not played it yet. I've purchased it, but I've not played it yet.
Oh, how could you do this to us?
He's like, I'm gonna wait for the.
It's the only reason I came on the podcast.
Fuck. You wanted to hear about Saints Row.
I really wanted to hear your thoughts on it. Yeah.
No. So
instead, you get to hear about what I put playing. Isn't that more exciting?
It's my reasoning behind this was I just finished Watch Dogs 2 on Monday night. And
why did you buy
it? Yeah, I was like, I'm going to play this. And then I was like, I don't really want to start an open world game right away. I will start it this weekend. But
okay.
And then I got caught up in True Achievements was running a community event where like an A to Z achievement hunt.
Did you complete it?
I did. In like 3 days.
I will say this for Saints Row, like, I've watched some reviews on it and, like, some really negative reviews, but as I'm watching the gameplay, I'm like, I don't know, it looks like one of those games, like, it doesn't look like...
Yeah,
like,
so...
Oh, the story and the writing is bad. Like, I don't give a shit. It could be the worst story and writing I could ever hear of, and that would be maybe a plus if it was that, you know? Uninspired. I'm like, yeah, I guess. I didn't expect anything really.
That's where I'm like kind of like coming back on the criticism on this, and I haven't played it yet, so I can't really touch on that. But this is what people like critics were saying they wanted out of this game. Like they wanted it to revert back to, you know, before everything went crazy in 3. They wanted a little bit more grounded. Right, I mean, I love Saints Row 4, and that game is stupid. Like,
I feel like 4 went too far, but I think 3 was the perfect balance.
Yeah, I mean, by the end of 3, like, you had, like, you had stuff where you could, there were skills that you could equip that basically, like, you were doing, like, nothing could do damage to you, and it got pretty dumb as well, but yeah. And they circled that back on this one, it seems. Some of the reviews, like the problem that seems that people have, like those that are enjoying what the game is, it's just that it's really buggy. And that is kind of like discouraged me a little bit from jumping into it. I was hoping maybe there'd be a nice patch or something to fix some of that shit, but.
I think there was a day one patch.
Was a day one patch, yeah. Doesn't seem to have fixed everything.
One review I saw was like, it pointed out that there's typos in the subtitling. And I forgot what it was, but I was like, oh my god, dude, how do you release, you know, this $60 product? Like,
there was some UI stuff too, like in like a skill menu or something. Hey, that like the word
NES days where they make fucking bad.
Like it's the quality control on this clearly wasn't great. I don't know what Volition's. I don't know how big of a studio they are. I don't think they're that big. But they've released good games in the past. Like, I don't know.
I would play the game for sure, but again, I smelled this from a mile away. You guys know I was telling you this was not going to be good. But
I am hoping that it is good enough that I have some fun with it.
6 out of 10. Yeah, you know,
that's all I need. Like,
yeah.
Like I would have hoped that it would have been funnier. Yeah, like that's really all I need.
Just give me something to play.
I need something because right now I have 0 out of 10 because I have nothing to play.
That's right. I give some games to play, Jeff. I got a bunch. I'm like full of games right now.
Yeah, I know. I just tried out Crusader Kings. It was great.
you played it for 30 seconds.
Yeah, like,
you like downloaded it and deleted it.
I downloaded it. And I pulled up. It's like, oh, you could skip this tutorial, but you should play it. And I was like, okay. And then it was like, you could.
He's like, why is there a map? There's a map.
Yeah. I was like, exactly. You could hold down a button and scroll over things. I was like, yeah, fuck that. I don't want to scroll over things. Fuck you. And I fucking deleted it.
Well, maybe next week I'll have of Saints Row, but also Pac-Man World comes out.
I might get that, Chris.
Tomorrow,
I did not realize how close things were. I was like, because I the Turtles Cowabunga Collection's out next week too.
Tomorrow as well, isn't it?
Is it tomorrow? I saw the 30th. I don't know. I'm
maybe it's all my birthday. Yeah,
I'm still not sure if I want to buy it. I mean,
the 30th. It's on Tuesday.
Is your name Earl? Then you want to buy it.
Well, I meant more the $150 collector's edition.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was going to correct myself. Like, I'll get it, but I guess.
Didn't you already order that?
No, I ordered the collector's edition for Shredder's Revenge.
Ah.
Wait, you know what? You let me double check, because I might have
gone. Oh, no.
You get the collector's edition of Shredder's Revenge?
I got the collector's edition from Europe of Shredder's Revenge, because it's better than the limited run game. But I also pre-ordered the vinyl of the Shredder's Revenge score. But like, I got to double check to make sure that like I didn't order something else. You never know. It's stuff you order and you don't think about it until it shows up at your door.
All right. It's one other piece of news. I think Earl's the only other one that played this, but Aliens Fireteam Elite.
Oh, I tried it.
You tried it?
I did not like it.
No?
I had a ton of
more trash. Throw in the fucking pile.
I had quite a bit of fun with it. Especially if you play with other people again.
Yes.
But they are releasing an expansion for that for $15. It will feature a fight against the alien queen. So if you've beaten the game, which Jeff did not because he did not enjoy it.
I played like an hour of it. I played the opening thing.
Like on the ship and that part. The last one, like you kind of go into the hive. You don't actually fight the queen. The queen chases you at the end but you don't actually fight her.
It's very weird how the game actually operates. It gets kind of... Because, you run from her. You think, like, oh, okay, we're going to run from her. And then it's
going to be this
big battle. And it's like, okay, game's over. I'm like, oh, okay.
But now you can fight her.
Yeah, they're adding, I guess, a whole new act.
You
can
go in the suit, the big old suit.
That would be cool. Do not go in the suit at all in the game. Like, you're pretty much just standard.
I'm calling it a suit, but it's like a giant robot.
Instead of a robot, it's an odor. It's a mover. It's supposed to move.
Whatever. Exoskeleton.
Yeah. But I was gonna say, I actually enjoyed that they didn't do that because I feel like that's such a rippy thing that it's probably dumb to think in that way. But I felt like it was such
It's also like that's not the only way to beat this thing. It's just like she was just using something that was there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I actually did enjoy that you didn't fight her because there are other elite xenomorphs in the game. And they're really just bullet sponges. Like they jump out, they attack you, you shoot them for a little bit, they run away, come back. And I don't know how you make a fight against the queen, which would just be very It had to be very bullet spongy.
Yeah.
But I may jump in on this $15 for, you know, new mission. And
I was going to say that. I mean, that is always, I mean, I guess it's not a problem. That's just being cheap. And I'm always like, it's a game on Game Pass.
Yeah.
I kind of just want the DLC as part of, like, that. It's the same thing, I think, with Outriders, where there's DLC, but I think, like, I mean, I guess that's how you make your money. It's like you get people to pay, and then you get them to pay.
Yeah, like I'm sure that is how MLB is making their money off of that, right? Like they're selling their MLB packs or, all the in-game transactions that you can do.
Well, that's what Paradox does. They like release like every core Paradox game is on there now, but they make all the money off all the DLC that they sell.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? You like the game,
yeah?
Right?
Oh no, I mean, I get it from a business standpoint. I'm just saying it as a cheap consumer.
I know, but like, if you actually like the Alien game, like I if mean, you're I, really into it,
I did. I mean, I bought the game because it wasn't on X. Yeah, it wasn't on Game Pass when it came out. So
yeah, I know.
I own the game. I'll buy in on the expansion. I don't think that my buddies that played it with me will buy in on it, but the game is playable by yourself. It gives you two AI partners. Yeah, it gives you two AI partners.
Couldn't you just get randos? Couldn't you just do that?
You could also join. Yeah, you could just play it with random people. I guess.
I don't mind playing with randos and stuff like that. You know, they're usually focused.
Speaking of games like that and random people that I don't generally play with, you can. I don't think we ever touched on this because I think we fell off Back for Blood pretty quickly. You can totally play that game single player now and earn achievements and progress in the game.
Oh, interesting.
So, but it's still kind of roguelike-ish, right? Like the way that game is structured is it's run based. So, but you can start a run at any point if you've made it that far. But I think we explored that in the game. You don't have the upgrades and stuff.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard if you don't have it.
I was like an awful game.
I don't think it was awful. It was not as. I don't think it was maybe what we were wanting. Expected.
I was pretty excited about it.
I was too, and then it turned out to be what it was. So you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
But Tony hinted at that he played something. So. What have you played, Tony?
I played a couple games, but I guess the new release is Madden NFL 23, or as I like to call it, Madden. Because this was, you know, the first Madden that came out after John's unfortunate death last year. This game it starts off with a celebration of John Madden. Like, so every time you log into the game, it used to say, like, you know, EA Sports, it's in the game. Every time you logged in, right? Now you get this, like, picture of John Madden, and it, like, says, thanks, coach, every time you start up Madden. The first time you log into the game, you play, like, this Madden celebration game where they set up two teams to play against each other. The two teams are made up of Madden's favorite players throughout NFL history. So, like, you know, he loves Brett Favre. So Brett Favre is one quarterback. He loves Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the quarterback on the other team. And like, and it's like the teams are full of players that he loved, you know, Marcus Allen and like that kind of thing. And the two teams are each coached by two different versions of John Madden.
Young Madden and old
there's
Madden.
Like young Madden. Like when he first entered the league, and then the other one is like Madden right before he left the league, like because he didn't coach that long, like he coached for maybe 10 years or something,
right?
And then as you play through the game, instead of like the announcers talking about what's happening in the game, they're like recounting his life and like talking about his NFL coaching career and then his broadcasting career, and then you get to the fourth quarter and they start talking about like Madden. And like everything he did with the video game and how he made it be what it was. So it's kind of cool in that respect. I guess it could have been hokey, but they went all in, like in every aspect of that kind of thing. So it was kind of a nice tribute to him.
On the game that has his name, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't something I was expecting. When I loaded, because you load up Madden, and normally the last couple of Maddens, it has you play the Super Bowl from the previous year.
Yeah.
That's like the tutorial. And this was not that. This was something else. But also something that was really cool. So.
Are you holding back the spoilers of this?
Am I holding back spoilers? Well, I mean, it's not like last year where I was having offensive linemen like freeze in place. I haven't had any of that.
And it's not like 2K where you have that really weird story mode choice to us about. Yeah.
Well, actually, so I've been playing Face of the Franchise mode. So you can have, it's the career mode. There's four separate careers, which I think is interesting. It's like one is as a you could play as a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, or a linebacker, and like run through a whole career up to like 99 overall. Like that's kind of the goal, is to get up the level to get your player up to 99. So I've been playing as a quarterback. I unfortunately am the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, which frustrates me every time. I mean, in terms of like playing Madden, it's great. Like the quarterback in Madden is the missing piece.
Yeah.
So so the quarterback in the actual NFL is the missing piece. That's fun. Like you have a good team around you. My player is like the worst part of the puzzle, and since I know how to play Madden, it's fine. But the unfortunate thing is that I'm actually on the Colts, and I would prefer, you know, to play for other teams.
For the Bears.
Bears. So your player option too.
Playing as the quarterback, I do have access to the full playbook, which kind of kills me that I'm out there calling all of the plays. So obviously they're all passing plays.
As a rookie?
So you're not a rookie. You start off, you have been in the NFL, this is like your fifth season.
Oh.
Or something, but you have not played a snap. You've had like injury problems, and you haven't gotten the opportunity. But on like in the preseason, the Colts sign you, and then they trade away their starting quarterback, so you're left as the starter. So now I'm out there. I'm calling my plays. You know, the Indianapolis Colts, a running team, and I'm calling like 100% pass plays. Lots of screen passes to Jonathan Taylor, though. He's getting involved. But it's interesting playing as my crappy quarterback, because I'm used to being able to like see the whole field. Because that's, you know, when you're playing franchise mode, you can literally see everything.
Yeah.
But since my player is bad and his awareness is so low, like it like zooms in, so you kind of have to like look at the field and like know where the players are before the snap. Because when you snap it, you're not going to be able to see anything.
What? What does it do? Is the camera pulling, or like,
the amount you can see with the camera is based on your awareness.
Oh,
so is it more zoomed in?
Or? So it's more if your player's not like aware,
very aware, yeah.
Then you can't see the whole field. You can only see like. So you have to like know pre-snap, like okay. This is where the
interesting but that sounds like it's the modern day equivalent of the vision cone, but
yeah,
they've actually like limited your view.
One did that? That was like
that was 2000s.
The vision cone,
yeah,
was like Madden
2006.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Tori.
No, it's like, so you have to be good with your pre-snap reads. So it's like, it's fine. Like, I have played a billion games of Madden. I watch football all the time. Like, when I'm looking at the field, I know what coverage teams are in. Like, I can tell most of the time. Like, sometimes, obviously, sometimes you're wrong because they're disguising the coverage or whatever. But most of the time, you're right. And I can play. But if you're, like, just getting into football...
It'd be tough.
Like, let me try Madden. This would not work. Like I have no idea what I'm looking at. I have no idea what's happening. I can't see the field.
You can probably just play a game, like you know what I mean, like
right. You can play the game and be able to see everything, or you'd play a different position, right? You play like as a running back, and then you're just like standing out there waiting to be handed the ball. So I am interested. Like I like that the career mode is divided so that I can play through it multiple times. So I'm not like pigeonholed into quarterback.
Right.
So I'm interested to see the other ones. I'm gonna wait on the franchise mode after having gotten screwed playing the franchise mode last season.
They already make changes.
They're like, oh, we added this awesome scouting thing. Like, okay, I'm already three seasons into the game. I'm not starting over. So.
I noticed a funny thing with the Madden reviews. I somehow just noticed it this year. where it's like every Madden review every year is like this. It's like last year Madden was a piece of shit. The game sucked. This year
it's not.
It's all right. It plays okay. They've gotten back to the basics of how Madden should play. It's a good foundation for next year. And that's what every Madden review has been for a decade.
For like the yes, exactly, it's for so a decade.
True. It's so true.
Last year was shit.
I feel like that's the thing with the audio.
But that's so funny is because like now the year after this is going to say that this year was shit. Right. It's like, but I do remember though that last year actually was shit. Like it had
so last year had a lot of bugs. Yeah. Which was unfortunate because it was actually the year before that they switched to the Frostbite engine. Yeah. So it's like, you're like, from that year, you're like, okay, this is a foundational year. This is what it's going to be going forward. And then next year, it's just broken. And you're like, why are my offensive linemen freezing in place?
I feel like the reviewers have a format here, though, where they're just like, last year, bad sucked. This year, pretty awesome. But like, you know what?
I feel like the Madden reviews, like, they're writing them. They know they're going to get tons and tons of views for writing these, no matter what they write. And then the people who read them aren't going to care what they've said. They're going to buy the game or not buy the game.
Yeah.
Based on the fact whether they're obsessed with Madden. Like, I haven't read a single review. There's no reason for me to read a review. I get this game every single year. Like, why would I even read the review?
It's always fun. Even when it's like shit, like I don't know, like I don't buy them all, but every bad game I've played, I've had fun with. Like,
yeah, I was like, I was considering like waiting because Madden obviously goes on sale as the season goes along. I'm like, maybe I don't need to get it at launch. And then I looked at my playtime from last season, it was like 3 days. I'm like, okay, maybe I need to get this. Never mind.
Well,
all right.
Anything else besides Madden, Tony?
So the other thing was they launched for Total War Warhammer 3, they launched the Immortal Empires campaign. So I talked about this last week and my plan, which was to play with the new factions from the newest game.
Yeah.
Until I could get that game cheap on Steam. Mm-hmm. The thing I hadn't factored in was that the campaign itself only unlocks if you actually own all three games when you try to launch it.
Oh.
So I installed on the Microsoft Store this 104 gigabyte install, which is insane, so that I could play this one campaign. And then when I tried to launch it, I couldn't because I didn't own the two previous games on the Microsoft Store.
So you had to uninstall that and then re-download it on Steam?
Yes. Thankfully, the install on Steam only took like 30 minutes. The Microsoft install took like 2 hours. But whatever. I was able to play it once I had to buy the game. I found it cheap on a Fanatical. They had it... it was like 25% off, and then they had an additional 5% off if you were buying like a Total War game, which I was. So
nice.
I managed to get it for $42, which I felt was pretty good for a franchise I'm obsessed with. And that's been borne out over the last several days, as I haven't really played much else. It's the campaign you always wanted. You like open it up, and there's like, I can't even remember the number. It's like 260 different factions to play as. Like from 27 different races. There's like so many different options. You're like overwhelmed. Like, who do I play as now? Who do I play as first? I kind of like, having played as the new factions in the newest game, I kind of wanted to go back to some of the old ones. So I've been playing as the Lizard Men, and I've been conquering the...
Wait, you've been playing as the what?
The Lizard Men.
You make this sound... You're repeating it. Does that make it normal?
It's a race of lizard men. And dinosaurs. So they like... They ride like... They ride cold ones, which are velociraptors, into battle as horses. And they also have, like, you know, T-Rexes, and they don't call them, they're Carnosaurs. And, like, they have, like, Stegodons, which are Triceratopses. Like, they've renamed all of the dinosaurs, but it's basically, you know, lizard people and dinosaurs.
Right.
I don't know. I enjoy it. It's so much fun. This is the mode that you get Total War to play. Like, you like the free-form world where you can go and conquer as you will. The campaigns are always so... Like, the campaign that comes with the core game is always so stilted that it's nice to have, like, the free-form and be able to do what you want. There's also different levels. So, like, if you want a short campaign, you can, like, set the settings so that the campaign ends quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And just move on to the next campaign, because a Total War, like a full Total War campaign, can take, like, you know, 40 hours, but you can set the short campaign conditions and it'll only take 10. And of course, when you have so many factions to play as, that's kind of a benefit. But I'm really liking it. I'm really digging it. I probably played 20 hours over the last 3 days.
Is there any way for you to transfer your save from the Windows version to
it's in one place or it's in the other. The thing is, though, like, I don't know, maybe I could just pull the save file out and move it, but, like, the game mode that I wanted to play as wasn't on the on the Windows Store, so it wasn't like I didn't mind leaving my save files for that behind.
Right.
On the other hand, like, when I'm doing Steam, I'm normally doing cloud saves, so I don't even know if that would work. Like, moving the file over, where would I move it to?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, enjoy your conquering of the Warhammer universe.
Oh, yeah.
Earl, you play anything this week?
I don't play video games. There has to be video games to play video games. I mean, this doesn't count. This is just more just kind of getting a feel for it. Because weekend is the Global Splat Fest, which is essentially, I mean, at this point, it's the Splatoon beta. But the game went up this today, so you can kind of go around and mess with the hub and learn the controls and stuff like that. Surprisingly, it controls like Splatoon 1 and 2. So
that no way.
Shocker.
I was surprised. I was like, oh man. And I like Splatoon. I'm a huge fan of Splatoon. But I will also say that I don't need to go through a tutorial of a game I've played twice. You know, the controls the same exact. Nothing has changed. The hub world is a bit bigger and stuff like that. But you don't get to dig into too much of that. So, you know, the big Splatfest, the big gimmick is that now you have three options. So the first one is, I think, rock, paper, scissors. I'm not figured out which team I'm going to be on yet. I feel like they're all equally valid, and at the same time, they're all equally, like, I don't care, so.
Yeah, it's not, like, as fun as, like, you know, ketchup or mayo or whatever. Like.
Yes, I think the big one, I'm hoping the big one will be the Pokemon and Scarlet and Violet starters. Because, you know, that's the perfect opportunity to do it. There's three of them. There's three different teams. I feel like that would be one that is going to be varied. But yeah, I do like that they do this. And I did not realize that this game is out in 2 weeks. So, yeah. So it is that. And then I've kind of dug back. I mentioned last week, I think, Goku and Dragon Ball Z joined Fortnite. Just today, friends are talking about it, so it got me into it. So I downloaded Slay the Spire again, and that game just remains really good and addictive. And if you've not played this on Game Pass, it can eat away like half an hour, can eat away like 4 hours, and you wouldn't know the difference because it just kind of sucks you in. It is a really, really great game.
I agree.
Yes. And then Morty and LeBron James were added to Multiverses. I'm like, I wanted to dig back in and actually try them out. I know LeBron James was added a few weeks ago, but I hadn't gone back into the game.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a very interesting character. I mean, One, the fact that he's an actual person. But like his offense is centered around using the basketball, and they actually do make it actually really fun and compelling to play. He's more of a kill screen bruiser, but like he does have combos and ways. And I like that they integrate his not his taunt, but like his big pose where he throws his arms up into like one of his like up, I mean, for lack of a better term, up smash attacks. So again, I like that whatever you say about this game has shown that there's a lot of love and care and compassion. The people who are making it actually care about the end product, and they are really making it something special. So kudos to them for that. And again, I do think it's something worth checking out. I think it came out this week or last week. I don't think we talked about it. That they've reached, I think, 10 million users. So it has a base. It has players. It has its first season. First battle pass up. So yeah, that is it. I would say check it out.
All right. Have you looked at the battle pass? Like, is it worth getting?
I will have to research it a bit more. I don't necessarily think it's. But my issue is, and again, I do. Because the battle pass has skins, you unlock skins, like there's a Taz skin, there's a Superman skin and stuff like that.
Right.
It's like, if you unlock the skin, do you also unlock the character, or do you have to, because like, you know, they have characters on rotation. So I think the only character who remains is Wonder Woman. I could be wrong on that. Everybody else is kind of on like a 2-week rotation where it's like, you'll have access to 4 or 5 characters for free, and then they will rotate out. So like right now, it's LeBron, it's Finn, it's 2 other people I don't know. But like, and then that, I think that changes next week, and then that will be new people. So it's like, if I unlock the Taz skin, do I then unlock Taz? Or is it like, oh, you unlock the skin, but you have to buy the character? You do get in-game currency for, or is it like you have to wait until rotation again to use that? And then if like that, it's like Fortnite, you unlock skins. The skins is the characters, where this is like it's skins for characters. So I don't know how to balance in that out.
Yeah, my son's been playing it. I think it is that you're just unlocking the skin. Like if you want to play as the character at any point in time, you have to buy them or play them for free.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's doing well for them. I don't see any reason for them to change their battle plan. People are buying it. People are supporting them. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Anything else? Nothing that comes to mind. I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, that's what I was talking about. I started, I think I told you folks, I've been playing through Halo with my friend. And we started Halo 4. And it feels different. It feels very different after playing through 1, 2, 3, Reach, and ODST. Like you can tell, like this is a different studio. And I forget how annoying the Prometheans are as enemies. I think partially just because they can zip around the screen when you're fighting them. Like they do give tells, but I don't care. And I find the Promethean weapons far worse than the Covenant or the human weapons. But I think more than
I like the shotgun that they have.
The shotgun is good, but it also limits it to like 15 shots or something.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't like their grenade at all. I really still don't know what it does.
No, it's the one that like sprays out, right? And the different like it separates and
is that no, I thought it was the one that isn't it the one that does like the kind of like the circular cone that I think I think it drains them, but it doesn't explode, I don't think. So yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it see, you forgot about it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't use it either. Like I didn't like it.
No, it's not great. Like if it's the stock, it's the plasma. I mean, the plasma is fantastic if you could stick people. I forgot they added the ability later on to where the enemies can actually get out of it with the overshield. And it was so annoying when I'd stick them. And then, like, one of the brutes would just, like, drop down. I'm like, God damn you so much right
just,
now.
Just fall off of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I hate you so much. I was going to say the other thing, even though Halo 1, I think, is still the peak for terrible level design in that franchise, is that I think four sometimes overdoes the design, where it's like it's hard to tell where to go because everything is just kind of like, we kind of want to make it like this open world. Like, no. This is Halo. Give me a path. Let me fight enemies. Let me destroy them. Let me continue on until I reach the end of the level with some big set piece or something like that. There's no...
It needs to be a sandbox, but also clear to you where you need to go next.
Yes. And I will say, I think they... one is the peak of terrible design, partially because you're going through the same stage sometimes backwards and forwards. I do think, playing through them again, a lot of those games do not have great level design, because like they get to a point where it's like you get to an open area and it's like, where do I go? And the game's like, I don't know what to tell you, sir. You got to figure it out. And it's like driving around until you run into a new set of enemies or something like that.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that.
I will do my best.
Jeff, you play anything this week?
Nope.
No, just complained about it.
old games.
You're not going to get that NHRA
no.
Hot Rod game?
No. Waiting to find the thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be something. I mean, I guess I'll get Splatoon. That's going to come in a couple weeks. That'll keep me entertained for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I mean, you get Pac-Man World tomorrow if it shows up.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe.
So weird that it's not on the store yet.
It's very weird. I don't remember that game being amazing from what I've played of it, but I'm desperate. These are dark times.
Maybe. Speaking of Pac-Man, I'm a little annoyed. So I've been playing Museum Plus on PC because it was virtually unplayable on the Xbox. I don't know why. But I've done just about everything in that game. I've unlocked the Golden Pass, which you get for doing all the missions. But one of the achievements didn't unlock, so I don't think I'll be able to 100% that.
Oh, yeah, just start over. Be fine.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I've been trying to figure out if there's a way to delete your save, because that's the only way I could think of doing it, is if I delete it and then do the mission again to unlock it. But I think it all connects to the Namco server, because there's online leaderboards for everything. So I'm not sure I'm ever be able to 100% that. I will get a... I think like 40 out of the 41 achievements. And then the one achievement for completing it all, I got that one. It says like you did it, but it didn't unlock the other one. But I've put almost 50 hours into that game.
Oh God.
Yes.
Lots of Pac-Man. Ready for new Pac-Man now though. Bring me Pac-Man World.
And Pac-Man on Pac-Man action.
Yes. I have not played that game since the PlayStation, so 20 some years. I don't remember a ton about it either, so we'll see how that turns out. As I said, though, weird that it is not already on the Xbox store or PlayStation store to purchase.
That is weird. Huh.
Yeah, normally, like, you know, people put it up for, you know, pre-order this or whatever.
Yeah, or so you can just pre-order it.
Yeah, and it's not, like, I couldn't find it on the PlayStation store. I did not find it on the Xbox store. Jeff couldn't find it either. If it sticks by the Steam price, Jeff, it will be $30, not $20. Because that is
it's like I don't, whatever.
Yep.
It's a bit much, man.
It does seem to be $30. Looking into it now. I still don't see it on anything, but yeah.
It is on Steam, and I could buy it right now there if I wanted to. It is a full-on remake, though. It is not just a remaster of that game.
So. Remaster, remake, re-releases, they're all words.
They are all words. So Jeff and I might have that next week. We'll maybe have some Saints Row for you guys. Tony will have more Madden.
Depending on the price, I might try. There was this very stupid game somebody showed me on Steam, but for some reason I cannot find where to buy it because it did not have a price on the website. It's called Fright and Right, which is a fighting game with a bunch of like famous authors. And that just seems so dumb that I'm like, I kind of want to try it. So,
Fight and Right?
Fight and Right or Right and Fight?
Let me see. Right.
Right and Fight. So
Right and Fight, huh?
Yes.
Wow, that is, I'm looking at the trailer now. That is a thing.
Yeah. Like, somebody showed it to me with, I think, Ernest Hemingway punching, who was he punching in the dick? It wasn't Shakespeare, but I'm like, okay, I kind of want to try this game. You know, he has like a 5-1 Steam, and you know, the Steam, like, let's see if like, it seems like it's really buggy. Okay, it's Hemingway punching Lovecraft in the dick. And I'm like, okay, you know, this seems like it would be something that's kind of curious to try at least once. And again, if it's like under $20, I would do it for novelty. If it's over that,
I'm on the Right and Fight page on Steam, and there does not seem to be an option to buy it.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. Because I'm like, am I just missing something here? There's like reviews and stuff, but I don't see anything to buy it. I don't see a price.
I mean, the release date was Monday, according to Steam, but...
I guess it's so buggy that they delisted it already.
That would be nuts. Well, you let me know if that pops up. It looks like something, that's for sure. Is that William Shakespeare in there?
Again, it's like, yeah, it's a lot of famous authors, and I'm like, I just kind of want to see it. There's James Joyce, there's Charles Dickens, there's William Shakespeare.
Yeah. Hemingway versus Tolstoy.
Like, these are, like, you know, like, when you're a little kid, these are the matchups you think about. These are, like, the ones, right? My favorite author could be your favorite author, and that is what people fall
about. All right, see, Stephen King, take on Dean Koontz. Let's do this!
Yeah, they should have, like, add-on DLC characters.
Dean Koontz would be the weirdest motherfucking one.
Wow, yes, this is something I can't wait for Earl to try it. I hope he's able to find it.
I will try it. I can't wait for Earl to try it.
Yes.
That is fair.
All right, well, we'll be back next week. It'll be Labor Day week, right? Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. August has... honestly, this year has just disappeared. I mean, we're three-fourths of the way done at the end of this month.
Yeah. Yep, just about. I think so. At the end of September, three-fourths.
Yeah, sorry, two-thirds.
Two-thirds, yeah.
Yes.
Math.
It's math. We're not a math podcast.
No, we're not a math podcast.
I love math.
Probably would.
So it's like, bitch. Can we do algebra? Like, can we do advanced trigonometry? What about some calculus?
Come on, work on our Turing machines. Let's do this. Go to the completeness theorems. I'm on it.
But geometry. I did not enjoy the theorems in geometry. All right, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
If you leave me now, take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.